Today on episode number 424 of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements, we're going to talk about a Because of My Podcast story involving 20,000 people. We have not a last five and five, we got a last 10 and 10, that's right, bonus. And we're going to talk about the number one thing that stops people from podcasting, and it's not technology, and what to do about it. And this is the episode, I Don't Say Steve Stewart. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, doggone it. Hit it, ladies.
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005, all the way back in the day. I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. I am so excited to be here today. I shouldn't be. I am like majorly sleep deprived, but I am ready because I'm talking about my favorite subject, that is podcasting. I'm talking to my favorite person, and that is you. Now, if you are new to the show, welcome aboard. And this is where we talk about everything podcasting, from planning to promoting to recording, all points in between. I do flatten that learning curve. I just say, hey, learning curve, learning, come over here, right here, right here. You're flat. And then I bring my 20 plus years of technical training to the microphone, and we get you going on your way to pain-free podcasting. And if you would like to jump in on the conversation, I would love to have you. Really, really would. Just go over to schoolpodcasting.com/contact. And what I always like to do is start off the show with some sort of kind of podcasting tip or insight or news or things like that. And one of the things we do is we call these Because of My Podcast stories. And it's simple. If you can answer the question, hey, because of my podcast, blank, and there's a pretty good chance that without your podcast, you wouldn't have been able to do that. Well, then that's it. It's a one question interview. And one of my favorite people on the planet, we were talking about this on Saturday. I do a live podcast called Ask the Podcast Coach. It's at askthepodcastcoach.com/live, 10:30 Eastern Standard Time. And you can call in live. So if you're looking for some free podcast consulting, all you got to do is get up on Saturdays. And I'm always happy when this man is in the chat room. I know that means I'm going to laugh. He is my brother from another mother, and you can find his podcast over at BlanchardMediaGroup.com. All his stuff is there. The one, the only, don't be fooled by really cheap imitations. Ken Blanchard, take it away, my friend.
Hey, Dave, this is Ken Blanchard of the Black Man with the Gun Show and Motorcycle Radio.
Hey, Ken.
Because of my podcast, I got a chance to speak to a crowd of about 20,000 people.
Can we just pause right there? Because this is one of those things that you kind of go 20,000 people and you're like, yeah, can you think about, I mean, I've played a musician, I think I probably played in front of about 2,000 people, probably the biggest audience, maybe three. It was a lot. It was like a city block size full of people, but 20,000 people, when you're standing in front of that crowd, that's impressive. Continue, Mr. Ken.
And share stage with the Don, Donald Trump.
All right. So wait a minute. You ready? Are we soaking this in? 20,000 people, Donald Trump. Sounds like a party.
It was an amazing opportunity. There was a lot of political talk, and I got a chance to just talk about the rights of people. And you think podcasts are not going to take you anywhere, but it took me to Albany, New York, following Donald Trump. And I got a chance to get a nice little photo op. And even though podcasted to a size crowd like that and having dinner with some millionaires, nothing really happened for me, but that's just how it works. I couldn't go viral if I had Ebola. Talk to you later, man. Peace.
Shalom, baby. You can find all of his stuff over at BlanchardMediaGroup.com. He does Black Man with a Gun. He's also got a book on Amazon named like his podcast. You can find that at Amazon.com. Of course, Unnamed Church is a great show that I listen to. And now he's found his new passion, and that is motorcycles. And so he has Motorcycle Radio, and you can find that at MotorcycleRadio.us. Ken, thank you so much for sharing that phenomenal Because of My Podcast story.
And now it's time for a last five and five. What were the last five podcasts you listened to?
All right, we are still at the loud podcast movement. What would you call this? The
lobby.
This is the after party.
This is the after party.
Yeah.
And I'm standing here with Taylor and Jeremy from finalclockout.com. And what's really cool, I'm going to tell people about your podcast. And I've never listened to it, but I can't wait to download it.
Honored.
Definitely
catch
up on your podcast. I don't want to interrupt you guys, but
that's all right.
Let's talk.
We'll do. Absolute. So I'm going to steal some of your thunder. The cool thing is you guys can't see this, but I am standing in front of youngins.
Oh.
And I believe the official term, you are millennials. Is that
yes.
There you go.
Yes.
And so I'll let you tell us about your podcast.
Yeah. So what we're doing is sharing with our generation that there are other ways to make a living besides a 9-to-5.
Yes, and so we've coined this whole mindset that we've developed, Final Clockout, and it's just really showing our generation, first waking them up and showing them what's going on, but really,
right.
Because it's not all about the money, and it's all about, you know, time is more valuable than money, that's what we preach, but yeah, showing them all the thousands of ways they could make a dollar.
Okay, so should we make this a last 5-and-5 or a last 10-and-10?
I think we can alternate. We'll do 5-and-5.
5-and-5.
Oh, yeah.
So
okay.
Here's the question. The pop quiz is not so much what are your favorite 5 podcasts, but if you can see, if you can remember, what were the last 5 podcasts you listened to?
Mm-hmm.
And tell us a little bit about it.
Okay. So one of my all-time favorites is Bulletproof Radio.
You are the second person to say that.
Oh, really? Yeah. I need to meet the other one. But yeah, Dave Asprey, I love him. I'm really into health and fitness, but the way he brings biohacking into it is really interesting. That it's like I geek out. But I also listen to Smart Passive Income podcast.
Shocking. Yep. I've never heard of that one. All right.
It's really relevant. And then my other one, London Real I've been getting into.
London Real is
London
about?
London Real is this guy named Brian Rose who lives in London and brings on all different kinds of entrepreneurs and talks about them and their story. And it's like a broadcast, like going on in London.
Oh, cool.
It's really cool. And I also really like...
Hold on, you're up to 3.
Chase Jarvis audio podcast. You know who Chase Jarvis is?
Rings not ringing a bell.
He's really well known in the photography world.
Okay.
But he brings on all different kinds of guests. It's not just for people doing photography. It's about creatives. Yeah, and he brings people from all different kinds of niches and talks about that. It's really entertaining, but also really inspiring.
There you go. All right,
yeah.
One more, then we'll get you 5.
All right, and then I'm going to choose, let's see here. I've actually really liked Super Fast Business. With James Schrenko.
James Schrenko.
Yeah.
From Australia,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yes, yes, yeah. down from down under. Yeah, no, he has some really awesome business tips and productivity tips.
Gotcha. What was the name of that one again?
Super Fast Business.
Awesome. All right.
Yes.
You're up, my man.
Yeah, so... Every single, like at the end of the week now, I do have to catch up on AskPat. So I like Smart Passive Income, but AskPat's awesome because I don't drive to work anymore. It's all from home. So I can listen to it in the shower and get out, keep them going, listen to 1 or 2. And then
your earbuds getting away with the shampoo?
Just a little bit. I've had to go through so many pairs, you know, and so many phones get fried. but I also do love the Kick-Ass Life podcast with David Wood.
See, this is why we do this. I've never heard of that.
Okay.
Kick-Ass Live.
And he's like Kick-Ass Life podcast with David Wood. He's like 400 episodes deep into this. Been doing it for a while. But he's just big into mindset and positive thinking, what you think about, you bring about, and just how to live that kind of life where you're just attracting the right situations, the right kind of people like you have been brought into our reality right now.
Cool.
Yeah, so really good stuff in there. I also really like Hal Elrod's it's Achieve Your Goals.
Oh, cool.
So Achieve Your Goals podcast has a lot of good stuff inside of there. Because I do a lot of like the back end stuff on the podcast,
right?
Of the editing and all that sort of stuff, I do like listening to Cliff Ravenscraft.
Absolutely.
The podcast Answer Man. I need to check out yours because it sounds like there's a lot of cool nuggets of information that I can get inside of there.
I had Cliff on my show recently.
Oh, nice.
Right on.
No, I've known Cliff since we go way back, 2005.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, he's awesome.
We both love marketing, so I like also listening to the Marketing Lifestyle Show. That's with Amy Schmidtower.
Mm-hmm.
Big YouTuber chef.
Oh, she's
sitting there over there. Yeah, so
in the orange?
In the blue.
So okay. We have to chat with her. Have some good stuff going on. I started a clothing company when I was younger, and I knew nothing about business.
When you
and
were
it
younger,
failed, right?
And
you can imagine. I was in diapers.
You were fetus at
exactly.
The time.
And I didn't know what marketing was by any means, but okay. I learned all of it from Joe Polish from I Love Marketing.
Okay.
He's based right near us in Tempe. We live in Arizona.
Okay.
And has a lot of cool stuff. So if you're into marketing, you want to take your business, like, and you want to make it scale, you want to make it marketable, put no advertising behind it, he's really the person to talk to.
Okay.
So a lot of good stuff inside of there. How many is that?
I've lost track. Throw in a bonus.
The Tim Ferriss Show.
Yeah.
Boom. Don't need to say anything else.
Why do you like that?
Tim Ferriss is all about being efficient for the right things in life.
Right.
And about just like looking and analyzing, like, what are you doing with your time? Because that's the most valuable asset we're all just chipping away at. And how can you optimize that and get more done? And the reality is you should usually do less to get more done. And so you got to arrange your life in those ways. And so there's a lot of cool stuff inside of there for getting that stuff done.
Cool.
And if I could add that, Tim always talks about on that show how he wishes he could have recorded his conversations earlier, like when he was writing his books, mm-hmm. like the 4-hour work week and all that stuff. And so now he finally has that platform to share, and he's just very eccentric and gets some really cool nuggets out of people.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah. Thank you. Where can we find you out again?
Finalclockout.com.
There you go.
Thanks so much.
Thank you much.
Thank you.
There you go. Some youngins getting into podcasting. And for those of you that want to geek out, that was recorded with just the microphones on the Roland R-05 portable recorder in the kind of the, what would you call it? It's where the vendors were at Podcast Movement in Texas a couple weekends ago. We will have a lot of last five and fives from that. The last day I was just going around popping everybody. Well, not popping them in the face. That would be rude. But basically just walking up going, hi, what are the last five podcasts you listened to? And they're like, "Who is this guy?" It was a little different, but I love the fact that Jeremy is like, yeah, when I was younger, I started a clothing line. Most people are like out on the sidewalk trying to sell a 25-cent glass of lemonade to the working construction workers. This kid's starting a clothing line when he's like, I don't know, six. Amazing. It's going to be amazing to see what these kids are today. Get off my lawn. I'm sorry. Do... today when they get, quote, old.
In case you missed it, it's time for a podcast rewind.
Hey, Dave, where have you been? Well, I have been over at episode 10 of the podcast report with my good buddy, Paul Culligan, talking a little iHeartRadio, and we were geeking out on stats, and it sounded a little something like this.
So you are streaming the podcast coach to the iHeartRadio app, and iHeartRadio is paying the bills.
Yep.
Well, that's pretty cool, man.
I like that. Yeah, free is always good.
All right. What kind of numbers does this represent for you?
Well, right now, you know, the fun part is I am there with Rush Limbaugh and everybody else that's on that app. So right now it's bringing in about 3% of my audience. I actually did recently, I broke down all of the players of my show because there are two things that are getting a lot of attention. One of them is SoundCloud and the other one is iHeartRadio. So I went out and looked at my numbers for that show on Saturday. And as you might expect, you know, basically iTunes and my website still represent about 50% of my downloads. And then on the Android side, or basically Stitcher, which is that app that I know your show's on, that represents about 33% of my audience. And then 12% actually come from the Spreaker website. Not so much iHeartRadio, but the actual Spreaker site. I've got about 4,000 followers on that site right now. And a lot of people just go over to that website and click the play button. So they're not going to my website to click play. They're on Stitcher. And you've got that little, you know, people networking with each other. So they're hitting the play button there. And then, like I said, 3% are on iHeartRadio and 1% is on SoundCloud. Now, for the record,
Wait a minute. The almighty SoundCloud, the gift to all podcasters, SoundCloud, the greatest thing since sliced bread, SoundCloud, is only 1% of your audience?
Then you'll have to listen to that episode. Paul's a great guy. Find him over at thepodcastreport.com, and I am at /10 to that. I was also, and this was really cool, it's a show and the host is from Ghana. And if you want to hear some fun Skype issues, try doing a podcast from Ghana. I don't know if it was my problem or his problem, but man, did he do a good job of stitching this together. And it's the personal brand podcast. I'll put again a link to all these out at schoolofpodcasting.com/424. But he was asking me, what about my advice for new podcasters?
What would be your first advice to someone new to podcasting? Someone asks, what is podcasting? How do I get started? So these two questions, how do we tackle that for a beginner?
I actually had somebody on my last week's call-in show that asked, he was starting a podcast. He already had a website. He already had a microphone. And I said, great, what are you going to be podcasting about? And he said, I don't know. And I went, yeah, you kind of got things a little backwards there.
you really should figure out what you're going to be podcasting about first. In fact, I recommend people write down maybe the first 5 or 10 episodes. Like, here are the topics we're going to cover, because you may be really excited about something, but when you actually start to write down, here's what we're going to talk about, you may find out that you have enough episodes for 2 or 3. But a lot of times I've made this mistake where I thought, well, I'll just play off my audience and they'll feed me ideas for, you know, new episodes. And the thing we always forget is when we first start out, we don't have an audience yet. And so
we're going to be talking about that a little later. When you first start out, you don't have an audience.
So when you go to get that feedback, it isn't there. So, and he had a really general topic and he needed to kind of scale it down. So I always say, figure out what you want to talk about, but more importantly, because you got to have that. You have to have that passion, but also look at who do you want to listen to this and see if you can go connect with that community and find out what they're talking about. Because if you can mesh those two, here's what I want to talk about and here's what they want to hear. You take those two areas where they overlap. Hey, I want to talk about that and you want to hear about it. And now you've got you're headed in the right direction. So that's probably where I would start out. You know, number one, what do you want to talk about and think about that. And
one, what do you want to talk about? And two, figuring out how to connect. We're talking about the audience in this.
Yeah, absolutely. Figure out what you want to talk about and then who do you want to listen to it. Make sure that you're covering topics that they want to hear.
There you go. That was very cool. Very nice guy. And it's bizarre to be talking to somebody in Ghana. It's like, wow, you're like halfway around the planet. And super duper nice guy. And again, I will put a link to that out in the show notes. And speaking of rewinding stuff, I want to say hello to, I'm going to call it Garrett Tent 44614, who gave me a 5-star rating. And this comes from courtesy of My Podcast Reviews. I opened up my email and there it was. Two people had reviewed the show. He says, Dave Jackson definitely brings the perfect personality to the table when it comes to how to podcast. Thanks a ton, Dave, and keep up the good work. Well, Garrett, thank you. And Steve, W928 from Canada. Canada? Is that how you say that? I'm kidding. He says, Dave not only has the heart of a teacher, but he brings his great sense of humor to keep it fun as well. Hey, I like to call it edutainment. And the School of Podcasting is a one-of-a-kind educational experience where you'll not only learn great details about podcasting and the industry, but you'll also learn about hosting equipment, software, hardware, gadgets, etc. Dave loves to try a little bit of everything and give you his opinion on how well it really works. And as mentioned above, and I think this is, I'm going to get this put on a t-shirt. He's a hoot to listen to. I am officially a hoot. Well, that's cool. I've been called a lot worse, so I will take a hoot. So Steve and Garrett, thank you so much for reviewing the podcast. 5 stars each. Awesome. If you'd like to leave a review, simply go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/iTunes. That'll take you over there. You can say, I'd like to see this in iTunes, and then you write the review. Thank you. You have no idea how much that pumps me up. When you guys give back to me, it just makes me so much want to give back to you guys. So I deeply, deeply appreciate it. I'm going to be talking about the number one thing that stops podcasters, potential podcasters, from podcasting in just a second. But I do want to announce something that happened about a week ago, week and a half. It was a milestone in the life of Dave Jackson. Are you guys ready for this? Because even as I say it, I don't believe it, really. You ready? The School of Podcasting, not the School of Podcasting and Weekly Web Tools and the Logic Weight Loss Podcast and Building a Better Dave and Ask the Podcast Coach and the Podcast Review. No, just this show, which of course started in 2005, went over 1 million downloads. Even as I say it, I go, really? My brain goes, really? Are you sure about that? Are you sure you didn't like move a comma? No. 1 million
downloads. And maybe someday I'll completely geek out on that and figure out what the median and the min and the most downloaded show. Actually, the most downloaded show, I think, is still my first one, which is called Your First Podcast Always Stinks. And that's actually out at the website at schoolofpodcasting.com. But because it's been there 9 years, almost 10, it's had a little more time to have people download it. But I just wanted to say thank you for everyone like Garrett, like Steve, like everybody else who's been saying, hey, you know, if you want to learn how to podcast, this is the guy. Go check out Dave Jackson at the schoolofpodcasting.com. And you know, more people listen, more people chime in. We get more last five and fives. We get more because of my podcast stories. So you guys help me shape the show as much as I bring my personality. I love you. And I'm speaking to you. Normally I speak to just you and just you, but I'm now talking to the audience, everybody listening. Thank you so very much. But it does start with you. Yeah, you with the earbuds. Thank you so much. And also, if you're on the treadmill right now, come on, go up like just 0.2 faster. Come on. Today's the day. You're going to take it. You're going to make it just a little bit better. And go ahead. Go 0.2 faster. You can do it. Maybe up a little bit on the incline while you're at it as well.
Hi, this is Joe Hicks from the Above Average Joe Show, www.theaboveaveragejoe.com. There's only one person I want teaching me how to podcast, the man that adds the most value, Dave Jackson of the School of Podcasting. You choose how you want to learn, and he flattens the learning curve. Keep up the great work, Dave.
I'm going to make it do what it do, baby.
Thank you, Mr. Joe. Hey, you ready? You know what the number one, and this has really been coming up a lot lately. You would think it would be the technology. So what is the number one thing that stops podcasters, potential podcasters, maybe that's you, from starting a podcast? You ready for this? It's fear. People say, oh, I'm trying to get over the jitters. I'm trying to do over that. So I'm going to use the same technique that basically people used when I was, let's say, in elementary school. What are you, a fraidy cat? Come on, you big puss. Did that work? Maybe not. I don't know. But that's basically how, when we were little, how, come on, man, everybody's doing it.
I was making radio shows for fun. If everybody does it, at least everybody I know, shut up!
Right? Come on. So let's approach this maybe in a slightly more mature manner. Keep in mind, I recommend that when you start a podcast, yes, there are great tools like Spreaker and Mixler and Blog Talk Radio, though I still do not recommend that at all. There are live tools. I recommend you don't start live. That's a whole nother skill set. And so because it's not live, you can record your show. In fact, the easiest way when you start, it's just to record your voice and mix in the music and stuff later because you have absolute control over that. And if you record it the first time and you don't like it, here's the truth. You ready for the truth? You don't have to put it out. In fact, you can record it twice. I believe my record is three. I recorded an episode three times because I just wasn't happy with it. Now, for the record, the first one was probably fine. But I was like, nah, I'm not feeling it. And so you can record it and go, yeah, that was awful, and not release it. There's no rule that says because I hit record, I have to give it to I have to share everything with my public. My good, my bad, my awful. Here, listen to my awful brain farts. No, you don't have to put it out there. So if you record something and it is caca, a poo-poo, no, it's not live. And you don't have to put it out there. Number two, editing is your friend. I said this in last week's episode. Newspapers, books, TV, television, movies, radio stations have a dump button. There's a little thing called editing. As I am a musician, there's a little thing called fixing it in the mix. And at the end of the show, you will hear some bloopers where I thought I had my equipment set up correctly. And it did not perform as expected. So what did I do? I edited it. I prepared it for my audience. So if it's not perfect, you can edit out the part that maybe you need a little help on. And like I said, if it's really bad, you can always record it again. Because if you're just starting, there's no reason why your podcast has to come out on, it's coming out next Monday. Really? Because I'm pretty sure what would happen if it came out 2 weeks from now when you're a little more prepared. Here's one that we often think, why in the world will people listen to little old me? All right, who am I? And remember, you don't have to know everything. You do not have to be like uber expert person. You just need the passion and you need some experience. You really just have to have, if you could put your fingers up like about an inch, you just like that much more knowledge than your listener. We've talked about this in the past. And here's a novel idea. If you don't know anything, you can use that. It could be like a journey podcast. Don't stop me. No, not that kind of journey podcast. But where people will follow you through your journey. Joanna Penn from the Creative Penn podcast. She started a podcast. She wanted to learn about how to self-publish a book. And now she is the expert when people need a self-publishing expert. And I'm sure some people call this the imposter syndrome. For the record, this is not a new term. That is not a new term, just for the record. But I'm sure there are days that the president of the United States is like putting on his tie going, I'm not sure how I got here. And another reason I think why we have this imposter syndrome is it goes back to, without like laying on a couch here and getting into it, but some of the things that are said to us when we're younger kind of sting. I remember I was playing the guitar. I was, I don't know, probably sixth grade, something like that. And my brother told me basically, man, you can't sing. And it kind of stung. Now, I can carry a tune. I've sang in the choir, so I can carry an actual tune. And in a lot of the bands that I play in, for whatever reason, they let me sing the high stuff, which means I have to wear like one size smaller underwear so I can hit all the high notes. They're like, here, Dave, sing some, Steve Winwood. Oh, thanks. Thanks, guys. But so I've always thought I was a very meh kind of singer. And no, I'm not going to sing for you now. But I was shocked when my one friend asked me to sing at his wedding, just a guitar and my vocal, not a big loud band behind me. And I'm like, and he had heard me sing at my church. And instead of sounding like Axl Rose, where I'm, yeah, it was more right down here in my, an actual range that I could hit. And I remember thinking, I was like, you sure you want me to sing? And I actually did. And it's a novel idea. If you actually sing in your range, everybody thinks you have a big range, where the minute you sing outside of your small range, everybody knows it, basically. And so I was amazed that, okay, maybe I can carry a tune. And if I stay in my range, I'm actually not that bad. I was told I actually got compliments. And that was very unheard of. Now, Dave, what does this have to do with podcasting again? You may have talent that you don't think you have talent. Does that make any sense? Don't let what somebody else said hold you back. Let your freak flag fly. Take your passion and run with it. So keep that in mind. If you're like, well, because that would answer there. Well, I was thinking, well, why would somebody want to listen to me sing? Right? Why would somebody want to listen? Well, no, you actually are a lot better than you think you are. At least that's how I came across at the wedding. I was like, really? I was like, that was a great song. I'm like, really? So yeah, when you put out a podcast, people may go, that was a really cool podcast. So people will listen to you because you're unique, because of your experience, and because of your personality. Maybe you're a bold personality. Maybe you're a mild personality. Maybe you're funny. Maybe you're very serious. Whatever it is, you have that unique ingredient that makes you, you. Now, here's another thing to think of, because you're like, I don't know. I'm still nervous about hitting record. What's the worst thing that could happen? Because when in doubt, you can pull it off the internet. I did an episode of Building a Better Dave. This was years ago. We're talking like 9 years ago. And when I originally did that show, I'll make this quick. It was going to be me as I jumped back into the dating pool. So this is a long time ago. I was pulling myself out of the ashes of my divorce, and I thought, this will be fun. I'll relive my dating stories. Well, little did I know that the second woman I started dating, I would end up marrying. But that was the whole idea, and I made a podcast. And again, this was like almost 10 years ago. I was going to work edgy and blue because, I don't know, to this day, I still kind of go, what was I thinking? I guess because when I was a teenager, I was edgy and blue. And I was going to go back and do that because I was single and I was going to be edgy and blue. And in a nutshell, I made an episode that was just a little too blue. And I made the joke that you go to these dating websites and you see these people that you think you might be attractive to. And you're like, wow, she's a really hot blonde. And then you go on the date and you're like, wow, you look like Aunt B from Andy Griffith. Opie? And it just, and so the title of the episode was Aunt B Doesn't Give Me Wood. Yeah, I know. I'm not proud of it. And consequently, because I wasn't proud of it, I went, you know what? There are things I leave on the internet because I think they are kind of time capsules of where I was at the moment. But that one was just dumb and stupid and me being juvenile. And the problem is I'm not juvenile, even at the time. I mean, this is almost 10 years ago. And here's the thing. What's the worst thing that could happen? I don't know. If you get embarrassed and you really don't want it up there, you can pull it down. Now, can I hunt down the, I don't know, 13 people that downloaded it? Because you got to remember, when you first start out, you don't have an audience. But you can always pull it off the internet. And the beauty of that is you decide. You are in complete control whether that stays on your website or not. I just had one of my consultant clients contacted me and they said, you know what? We've really improved since the very first podcast. And that's the one thing you have to keep in mind. You're going to improve the more you do this. And he wanted to know, how do I pull these offline? I'm really embarrassed by the first ones. And that, there's no really right or wrong answer on that. It's whatever you want to do. And I said, well, it's easy. You go into Libsyn or Blueberry, you delete the file, and then you delete the post. You're done. But keep them. Don't delete them off your hard drive. They're fun to listen to years later. So ask yourself, what's the worst that could happen? And even better, let's flip that around to a positive slant. Instead of looking at it from a negative aspect, that, oh, I might look stupid. Oh, I might embarrass myself. Oh, I might whatever. How about this? What's the best thing that could happen? Instead of convincing yourself to believe the worst about something that you fear, try imagining the best. Think about, well, what if I inspire somebody to change their life? What if I entertain somebody so that I take somebody who was having a horrible day at work and now they're listening to you on the drive home and they're laughing and they're forgetting about the really crappy day they just had? Maybe you are connecting with somebody who might actually buy your product in the future. There are a lot of really good things that could happen. Maybe we should focus on what could happen, the fact that you could make an impact on someone's life. You think about, you can impact another person, and not another person. We're talking multiple people. This is a global audience. So instead of thinking about what's the worst that could happen and, oh, I'm afraid, let's flip that around and go, yeah, but what if it works? What if it does work? And think about that instead. And that will get you energized to get the courage to hit the microphone. And remember that if your podcast is a complete failure, I did a podcast called The Customer Service Show. I've talked about this in the past. I think I did 6 episodes of it. It was horrible. It was boring. And I killed it. Why? Because it was horrible and boring. It thought it was going to be a good idea. It wasn't. And you know what? I learned from it. Almost everybody who's had a podcast that later killed it, you know what they have? They have a really good lesson learned there. So there's nothing wrong with learning from a podcast that you thought was going to work, and then, well, it didn't. There are a lot of people that are on their second and they're on their third podcast in some cases, and those are the ones that are really hitting. The other thing I want to point out here is realize everyone is afraid of something. And if you're not into, maybe if you already have a podcast, apply this to something else in your life that you might be afraid of. But realize that this could also be an opportunity for growth. 2 podcasts I've been listening to. One is Porter's Podcast, and this is from Rob Walsh, who is from Libsyn. His son is 6 now, and he does a podcast. And you know why I love that show? Because at the end of it, I'm always smiling. And when I was at Podcast Movement, I went to dinner and I learned about the Pure Imagination Storytime Podcast. This is with Patrick and Axel. How cool is it? The kid's name is Axel South. And they do an improv story together. And this is another one I love listening to because it's such a Norman Rockwell moment that when Axel and Pat are older, they're going to look back on these and go, man, that was some good times that I had with my dad and my son. But he was telling me how Axel used to be kind of introverted. And by having his son do a podcast, he's kind of come out of his shell. He's kind of carrying his shoulders now a little more confidently. And even Pat Flynn, the very, very popular blogger and now very, very popular and successful podcaster, said that by doing a podcast, he's a much better public speaker. So there are great benefits to that. So don't be afraid. Take it one step at a time. Baby step it. Don't look at the 80 billion ways that things can go wrong and this and that. Just take one step at a time. Come up with your name. Come up if you're going to do a co-host or not. Get some album artwork. Write down your first five ideas for episodes. You can do this. Don't be afraid. And I've helped people. I've helped men. I've helped women. And I've had them that go, I'm not a technical person. I don't know how I'm going to do this. I don't know a thing about audio. And at the end of the day, I love getting that email that says, Dave, I don't believe it. I just got notified and I'm in iTunes. And they joined me, you know, weeks before saying, I don't think I can do this. I'm going to try, but I'm meh. And then there you are a few weeks later, Dave, I'm in iTunes. Thank you so much. So don't let fear hold you back, no matter what you're doing. Podcasting, you know, if there was a great thing at Podcast Movement, Chris Brogan said that, what was it? Something like awesome and comfort rarely exist together, right? Because if you're doing something awesome, you're probably stretching yourself. You're doing something that you're not comfortable with. So I'm going to leave it at that. And I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Now, if you're thinking of starting a podcast, if you're ready, let me give you another quick incentive here to jump into the podcasting pool. And that is, I have a coupon. It's Listener, LISTENER, all lowercase, it turns out, LISTENER. When you go over to the schoolofpodcasting.com, again, schoolofpodcasting.com, use that coupon code and you can save on your first month. And so that is going to do it. We will see you next week with another episode. Have more clips from Podcast Movement. And in the future, I do want to say this. If this was you, the person that was afraid to start a podcast, and now you're on the other side of the fence, I want to hear from you. Go to schoolofpodcasting.com/contact and say what it's like on the other side of the fence so that the person sitting in their car right now on the treadmill going, you know, I probably should, but I don't know. I'm a little nervous about it. I want to hear from you, the people that have jumped through the hoop, the people that have jumped through the fire that said, I couldn't do it. I want to hear from you. Go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/contact and use the SpeakPipe button. My email's there if you want to record something and email it to me. I would love to hear from you. And in the future, we're going to be talking about taking just a little extra step to connect with your audience and to grow your audience, because I've heard some really great stories at Podcast Movement of things that people are doing to grow your audience. We'll be talking about that in the future. I've got some interviews with some of the vendors at Podcast Movement and lots of other stuff, and as well as anything that you would like to hear. Again, schoolofpodcasting.com/contact. Get involved. So let me remind you that live today like it's your last one. Live tomorrow like it's your first, and don't ever let your problems bring out your worst. Don't ever take your mind off whatever is your goal. Be true to yourself and follow your soul. So thank you so much. We'll see you again next week with another episode of the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Till then, class is dismissed. Take care and God bless. Ken Blanchard, take it away, my friend.
Motorcycle Radio.
Except Dave forgot to hit the rewind button on this. Let's see. Let's go back.
Hey, Dave. This is Ken Blanchard of the Black Man with the Gun Show and Motorcycle Radio. Because of my podcast, I got a chance to...
Seriously? All right. I'm going to put this in as a blooper. I'm playing with Boss Jock Studio, and I was playing with some stuff today. And if you think that doing things live to hard drive is quicker, this is proof it's not.
Speak to a crowd of...
Oh, seriously, I said to rewind. Go back to the... There we go. You're starting at zero now.
About 20,000
people. All right, I'm going to punch somebody. Okay, you're at zero. 0.000. Now, when I hit play...
People.
I'm going to kill somebody. You are at zero.
Hey, Dave, this is... Hey, Dave, this is...
Okay. You're at zero. When I hit play, you should start from that spot.
This is Ken Blanchard of the...
You suck. You really suck. You're at zero. Hit play.
Black Man with the Gun.
You are a bad thing. Okay. I'll just do it this way. And what microphone? And I don't know nothing about websites. I don't know me know nothing about that. Whatever. I'm flashing back to Gone with the Wind. I don't know nothing about birthing no babies. I don't know nothing about launching no podcast. Gone with the Wind, it's a classic. Watch it. Rhett and Scarlett. Oh, Rhett!